Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about clearing some health and emotional clutter. Do you wonder how clutter affects your brain? Are you aware of what your clutter says about you? How can decluttering your space make you healthier and happier? Learn how to declutter your life as we continue our month focused on frequently asked questions. Do you control your clutter? Or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode again was inspired by what people are interested in knowing. If I understood this correctly, it's what they're Googling. It's what they're asking. Don't think I've answer these questions before, although I touched a little bit on some of these. It's kind of related and some things might overlap. How emotions can affect health, I think, is really great. And it's a nice fit as we're trying to look holistically at decluttering your life. First up, how does clutter affect your brain? Mentioned this a little bit last time. It's implicated in depression, anxiety, and general dampening of brain function. And with too much distraction in your visual cortex, it's difficult for your brain to kind of sort through it all. A study in 1998 by the National Institute of Health found that when shown a lot of different information at once, the brain's sensory responses dampen or become weaker, as opposed to, I'll make sure I say this properly, when the information is shown one at a time. So multiple stimuli suppress each other, according to the NIH, and that makes decision-making and attention more difficult. So think about that. That makes complete sense, and that's what they're talking about, the general dampening of your brain function. Of course, if you have all these things, you can understand why you'd be overwhelmed and how it would be hard to make a decision. So that, think about that, affects your brain, and the more I read gut health and brain health, think because with my mother having increased dementia, having a grandmother with Alzheimer's, I don't want to go out like that. So anything you can do to support your brain, do it. I also found in an article by Sherry Borg Carter, Psych D from Psychology Today Online in March 2012, clutter distracts you by drawing your attention away and what your focus should be on, right? What matters most. They found it makes it more difficult to relax, both physically and mentally. And I think just throughout all the podcast episodes, I've touched on that. Now, this I found really interesting. It signals to our brains that our work is never done. You know, I talked about when I first started my business, I could not shut off my mind 24/7. That is not a good place to be. That means you never get a break. Clutter makes you anxious because you're never sure what it's going to take to completely get rid of it. It creates feelings of guilt. I shouldn't have so much clutter. And embarrassment, when people unexpectedly drop by, that can be your work cubicle. Although I worked with someone, she wasn't embarrassed at all. She simply didn't care. It inhibits your creativity and productivity because when you're in your space, it prevents you from thinking, brain solving, brainstorming and problem solving, right? When you have all those visual stimuli, it frustrates you because you can't find what you need when you need it. I've talked, it's like over an hour a day, the average person spends looking for things. And last time I talked about stress and how it affected your brain. It's like sleep apnea that I have and not getting enough oxygen. I never made that connection. Then I found an interesting Science News, July 2016, from DePaul University, Cutting Through the Clutter study examines the dark side of the home. According to a recent study, the most common method of making oneself at home is by identifying the objects that are kept in the home, and that kind of attachment can have significant consequences if left unchecked. Sorry, guys, I'm just kind of tripping over my words today. Quote, it's the danger of clutter, the totality of one's possession being so overwhelming that it chips away at your well-being, relationships, and more, drowning in a sea of stuff. A study in the 2014 Journal of Consumer Research found that people seated in cluttered rooms were more likely to say yes to purchasing things impulsively than those who were seated and organized one. The study's authors wrote, quote, "We expect that if an individual creates a messy environment, their surroundings would be more mentally depleting and lead to an even lower sense of personal control." So these are just a few of the examples how clutter is affecting your brain. How would you say clutter affects your brain? I'm a very visual person, so for me, it's overwhelming. It's like I talked about that moment, I believe, in the first episode with one of my first clients and looking up and being so overwhelmed with the pantry. I think because my brain had been overstimulated for a period of a couple of weeks, even though I didn't work days straight, it's still, you know, it stays with you when you're constantly doing that. So I know for me, it's overwhelming. I know if I don't have the pills organized, I'm not going to take them. I need to have a pill box because I'm like, okay, it's Tuesday, take this. So I know that for me, it affects my brain and being able to think clearly and follow along with my med. So take a moment. How do you think your brain's been affected by clutter? Now, I love this next question. What does clutter say about you? Again, this is super individualized. I don't believe that you could make a blanket statement. This is why I created the journal prompts, because you have all the wisdom within, and that way you can look at your answers, reflect upon them, and figure out what makes sense to you. Now, I want to use this as a positive and not label. You know, I look at clutter in all areas. So I'm just going to give some general suggestions of what might be going on. This is about self-awareness, self-examination. You're going to have to do a little bit of digging. But in my work, these are some of the areas what I feel clutter is saying about people that I've worked with. Physical, bored, maybe it's about competing, being indecisive, fear, and that can be a fear of a myriad of things, lack of abundance. Those are what I found with physical clutter. Mental clutter, to me, says anxiety, fear, stress, scared, in need of a break. Just overwhelmed, too much stuff going on. Emotional, depression, frustration, avoiding or not facing something, trying to hide, not accepting something, wanting things to be different, trying to change something you can't. Spiritual, not honoring who you are, holding on to grudges, negativity, coming from a place of lack, coasting through life, being dispassionate. Feel stuck but have no clue what you need to do to move forward? Would you like to feel energized and excited every day? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Julie Caraccio supports you in finding the answers within and then taking action to make changes happen. Visit reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie can support you with life coaching. Relationship clutter, not feeling worthy, fear of being alone, codependency, control or lack of control. As I'm mentioning these, and again, these are just really broad suggestions, kind of as a starting point, what is resonating with you? What are you going, oh yeah, I had a huge fear of being alone. And once I accepted that, I soon met my husband. Health clutter, not feeling good about yourself, not caring about yourself, not believing you're worthy, having stress, fear. What might I find out if I go to the doctors? Financial, don't believe in abundance. Now look, I've mentioned this a couple times. So this can bring this fear of abundance, I think, is despite, I'm going to use America because this is where I live, despite all the wealth that we have this in this country, I think there's this also this underlying fear of lack and this fear of not having enough and this fear of abundance, which can be driven from different places. I fear it'll all be taken away. don't think you're worthy or deserve. Manipulative. Some manipulation should be going on, could be going on there with financial clutter. Energetic clutter. Holding on to things that don't work for you. Not trusting your intuition, your gut feeling. A health imbalance. Holiday. Bad memories that you haven't released. Compensating. Jealousy. Comparing. Think about how it is for you around the holidays. You get annoyed when you see these posts on Instagram, which are just kind of off the chain. And you're like, oh my gosh, there's someone I know. And they have for years. I'm like, oh my gosh, all the presents they get. They could be, I think it's excessive. I haven't said anything. Again, not my monkey, not my circus. Compensating. Think about those. And then I would say with all these areas, the bottom line for me, what it says about you is you need healing in some kind of way. Look, I need healing. I need healing all the time. I'm going to need healing till I go on to the next great adventure. I also believe it says that we're coming from fear. We either come from fear or love. So in this clutter, we feel we need to heal and we have some kind of fear when you break it down. And of course, feeling not good enough, not worthy, or love. That's what it says about all of us who experience clutter. And we all experience clutter. You are not alone. So that is a quick summary of what I believe clutter is saying about you. And again, of course, other options, but I try to touch on the ones that I've seen most with people. How decluttering your space could make you healthier and happier. When I work with a client, I feel like I lost 10 pounds. I'm packing up as I draft this. I think we're at 85%. I don't have a ton, but packing and donating things. I'm about to give our neighbor, who's a single dad with three kids, he's going to get some food and other things. I feel lighter. It makes me feel good. Despite all the stress, I feel a weight being lifted. Now, if you look at the first question I answered today, decluttering reduces stress, which obviously, bam, right there, makes you healthier. We're improving your brain function. So that's going to make sense. If your brain feels better, you're going to feel healthier. You're going to feel happier. And for health, it also energizes you. And I'm not just talking about the physical space. You know, in your physical space, after you clean and you clutter, you feel good and feel lighter. It's the same with decluttering. When you release mental clutter, you gain clarity. That makes you happier, allows you to focus more. When you're calming your mind, again, all going back to reducing stress and feeling healthier. Emotionally, when you clear your clutter, you're calm. You feel less depressed. Depression can cause clutter and clutter can cause depression. I feel also that it makes you healthier and happier because it gives you space to express yourself more freely. If you reduce your spiritual clutter, you tend to be more creative, open your heart more, be in touch with your intuition and your higher or your sovereign self, which has given you all that wisdom and given you all that knowledge. You got all the answers within. When you clear that clutter, it makes it easier to access. It improves your relationships. Less fighting, less blame, space for wonderment and harmony in your relationship and seeing, this is why I fell in love with this person. When you clear energetic clutter, your space feels good. Be in a cluttered space, then be in a non-cluttered space. Close your eyes if you don't have that and visualize it. When you clear your energetic clutter, you can reduce some of your health challenges by clearing out that, you know, check out how they're using energy medicine and that people are starting to look into that more. It's something I truly believe in. I believe my thyroid growth was caused for all those years of not standing up for myself, not speaking my truth. You will never convince me otherwise. It started as a thought. It started as holding back, and everything's energy in some way, shape, or form, and a thought is energy before it starts. So how could it be creating health clutter for you? Finances, if you do feng shui, It opens you up to abundance. You sell what you don't want when you release your physical clutter. When you open your heart, you give more. And the more you put out in life, the more you give, the more you receive. I truly believe that. If you clear your clutter, the holidays can be more inviting, less fighting. You can focus on what the holidays mean to you instead of worrying about all the gifts you're going to get. So in multiple ways, decluttering your life makes you healthier and happier. What rings true to you as I'm talking about these? What, if you were to write down the three things that decluttering has either improved your health or made you experience more joy, what would you write down? What would the answer to that be? Take actions from today's podcast. Contemplate how clutter affects your brain. Pay attention to how you feel. Consider what your clutter says about you. Think about how happier and healthier you'd feel if you reduced your clutter. Notice how your health is after you declutter. On our next episode, we're talking about why decluttering is so satisfying. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.